holding a prayer shawl. You say, what is that? It is really the place of the miraculous. And I will be ministering on this, and you must watch it. Because I'm telling you, God wants His people to live a miraculous life. And the prayer shawl, you say, well, what is it? Well, really, it's a supernatural mantle. And I'll be ministering this, and you can't afford to miss it because you believe in the miraculous.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
I believe in miracles, don't you? I mean, when you got born again into a miraculous life plus eternal life. So I want to tell you, I'm in my 80s. I have more miracles in my 80s than in my 40s. So don't tell me it doesn't work. And I have some special things here that I want to help you receive the miraculous. You know, when you read Acts 19, you read about them taking claws from the body of Paul, and people were healed, and demons left people. That's really, really something. And so I see in the Old Testament how every man had a prayer shawl. And when that woman came and touched the hem of his garment, she touched the hem of the prayer shawl, and she is healed. And you may have loved ones that are demon-possessed. You know, or they're into drugs, they're into alcohol. And honestly, I think alcohol is pretty bad news. And do you know the word for drugs is witchcraft? Oh, yuck, 59 times. So you need to call us for prayer because we're going to believe with you for a miracle of healing and deliverance. And remember, one miracle, it gets around, it just goes on and on and on and on. So I see that woman, she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Was she? Yes, immediately she was. And then I have something else here that I think is so beautiful. This is alabaster. And you know, it has wonderful frankincense oil in it. But remember the woman who anointed the feet of Jesus? Remember how she got criticized? But, you know, I think about that woman because that smells. I mean, that has a very nice aroma. And every place she went, people said, she smells like Jesus. And I think it's important that we smell like Jesus. And people say, you know, there's something about you. You're so happy and you're so different. And even when I walk down the aisle in an airplane, I always smile, and people look at you like, are you crazy? No, I smile because I want to smell like Jesus. Jesus loved people. So I wanted to share that with you. This is another way that we see the miraculous occurs. But what about the shofar? What about that? And you may be thinking, oh, there's so much defeat in my life. My life is such a mess. But remember, He can take your life and make a miracle. And I like the sounds of victory. When God had them blow the shofar, it was invariably the sound of victory. Now, did they see it already? No, they didn't. And how can you not love Joshua when God tells him to march around the walls of Jericho all those days? And they blew the shofar. They blew it. And we know what happened on the 10th day, the walls fell. And that was a tremendous miracle, taking them into the promised land. And I want to say this to you today. You need to make the sound of a miracle. You need to say, maybe circumstances look bad, but I'm going to win. And this morning when I got up, I spoke that scripture. Thanks be unto God who always leads me to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. We smell like winners. You know, we believe in healing and miracles. We make sounds of victory. We're not whining, oh dear, why doesn't this happen? We believe that God can do anything. Now, let's talk some more about this beautiful prayer shawl. Because when you look at it, look at the colors, the blue and the gold and the white. Why are these colors important? Because blue had to do with divinity. And blue was always in the tassel. So when that woman touched the hem of his garment, she touched the blue. She touched the provisions of what God had for her. And she received her miracle instantly. She knew she was made whole. And you know, folks, sometimes we need to just renew our faith and believe that people can be made whole. I had a son involved in drugs and alcohol. And some of you, you prayed for my son. You know, I saw him not too long ago. He's not in drugs. He's not in alcohol. No. And his daughters, he has one natural born and one adopted. You know, they're miracles. And so are their children. I mean, and I cried all the way home on the plane. And God said, why are you praying? You prayed for them every day. And so I think we need to look that God is going to bring a miracle. And gold, I've had a supernatural life. When you live in Jesus and when you speak his promises, I'm telling you, you have a golden life. And what about the white? We say, well, you know, I don't always make right decisions. Honey, who does? But he tells us in his word, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And see, this will remind you, it'll remind you that you have a supernatural life. And I like to take it sometimes and just put it on me when I pray the promises of God. Now you say, well, I got a lot of financial problems and I've got a lot of health problems. Would you please call us and let us pray with you? Now, we don't counsel, but we pray and we expect the miraculous. What do you smell like? Are you always whimpering and whining? You know, we want to smell like we live in the miraculous. And that's why I like this. This is a little alabaster jar, but isn't it beautiful? I mean, it's the real deal, honey. This is not plastic. And it has frankincense oil in it. This would be a nice thing just to anoint yourself and say that wonderful scripture, thanks be unto God who always leads me to triumph. And you know, if you anoint yourself for victory, and I did some things when my children were growing up. I'd go in and anoint their beds. They didn't know what I was doing, but I did because I anointed them for victory. Some of these things, what are they? They're kind of the place where we can put our faith. I mean, you say, well, yeah, I anointed it. I believe God is working. And it's kind of like she touched the hem of his garment. Wow. And immediately she received a miracle. Those miracles help us to believe for other miracles. And maybe today you're so sick in your body, you know, and the doctors don't give you a good report. I'm telling you, you need to call in or you have loved ones. Cancer is so rampant. Say yuck three times. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But Jesus can heal from cancer. And Jesus, you know, I've told this miracle so many times. When I was 23, Jesus gave me a new heart. Now, when I'm in my 80s, when I go to a doctor, they always say, oh, you have the most wonderful heart. Well, I have a new one. Why? We believe in the supernatural. We weren't created just to live a natural life. Honey, you're created to live a supernatural life. And what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Call us. Give us their names. Let us pray and believe God with you. And this is what I always say. The game is not over till I win. Because sometimes it doesn't look like I'm winning at all. But I take that scripture. Hey, the game is not over till I win. Thanks be unto God, who always, didn't say sometime, always leads me to win. So sometimes it takes some time. And making the sounds of victory. You know, when people say, how are you? Well, I'm wonderful. How are your children? Oh, they have a heart for God. What's going on in your life? How are your finances? My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Well, you say, you always need money. You're always running around the world. I know, but I'm always making the sound of victory. And I make it so big. And I go mostly to Muslim countries. And I just love them. And I say that. I love Muslims. Muslims love me. Had a meeting in Pakistan of over 1 million people. Have an opportunity to go to Saudi Arabia with healing meetings. You say, well, what is it? Are you God's pet? No, I'm God's believer. The sounds of victory. Call us. We need to make sounds of victory with you for your household and your family. You know, we don't need to just sit and look at the walls and say, well, I'm too old. Oh, shut up. You're never too old. You're never too young to have a miracle from him. And remember, why does he do it? He loves you.
Supernatural healing, miracles, and victory can be yours. For your gift of $100 or more, we will send you a DVD of this encouraging Jewish prayer teaching and the prayer shawl Marilyn spoke about. Made in Israel, this beautiful shawl is a supernatural mantle you can use while in study or prayer that will help you enter into his presence and receive the miraculous. We will also send you the alabaster anointing oil bottle and frankincense anointing oil. This set is similar to the alabaster jar and oil used by the woman mentioned in Mark 14 who anointed the feet of Jesus. For your gift of $1,000 or more, along with the DVD, prayer shawl, and alabaster anointing bottle and oil, we will send you the silver-plated shofar, custom crafted in Israel. This shofar is over 26 inches long and includes a clear stand for display. This beautiful piece will remind you to make the sound of a miracle and claim your victory. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I was around church and Christianity and all that stuff for all of my life. But I remember when I was very, very young, one of the most essential things, conclusions that I came to was, you know, I can do all the right things, I can say all the right things, I can follow the Sunday school teacher, but the most important thing I determined early in my life was to have my own personal connection with Jesus. And that decision, that solution actually, has guided my life for all of my years. I want to pray with you now that you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whether you've done it in the past or never, let's pray this together now. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and setting me free for your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are miracles contagious? Yes, they are very contagious. And I love in the Old Testament because every man wore a special prayer shawl. Jesus wore a prayer shawl, and I love that they call this a mantle. Yeah, it was their mantle. And when I look at this, I think that's the mantle for the miraculous. Now, what makes me think that? And I want you to call in if you are needing special miracles today, especially for your family, especially for your health, especially for your wealth. Call us. You know, we want to pray with you. We don't counsel, but we love to pray with you for your miracle. But I think about this in the Old Testament. Remember Elijah? Elijah called the fire down. Wow. When those prophets of Baal came, they screamed and cut themselves. And he said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And he just prays and believes God. And the fire fell. Now, that was quite a revival time for them. And when I see how the Jewish tribes had been worshiping Baal, oh, yuck, 59 times. Now they turn to the living God, the God who answers by fire. The God who is miraculous. But Elijah didn't stop with that miracle. Some of you've stopped. Yeah, you've had miracles in the past, but are you believing for them today? Can you call us today and let us pray with you for today's miracles, this special time? And so I notice Elijah, you know, he begins to pray because it hasn't rained for 3.5 years. And he's praying, and he's praying. When you read this, I get so excited about this. It said, he left his hand on heaven. He saw a little cloud like the hand of a man. I think that's his hand in prayer. And then it said, the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he ran in supernatural strength. See, when you call us for prayer, we're leaving our hands on heaven. And what is that opportunity? What is that door for God to put his hand on us and our circumstances? Oh, that's awesome. But you say, well, what does that have to do with the mantle? And that this is what Elijah wore. Well, if you remember, he was very discouraged after all this. Do people get depressed? And maybe you're depressed right now. Call us for prayer. You don't have to be depressed. No, 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 no. But he got depressed and went out into the wilderness and kind of had a crying time. And I love what God did. God didn't give up on him. He didn't say, oh, you jerk, you, I just answered by fire. What's your problem? You know, he just came and sent an angel to feed him. Yeah. You say, what do you think the angel fed him? Angel food, of course. And so then God touched him twice. And then God said, I have more directions for you. And he does something that is so unique. It said, he went into a cave and he had his mantle there and kind of wrapped it around him. And God said, hey, I'm going to take you forward and you're going to have another man who you're going to anoint also. Now, you see, folks, we think God can't take people and bring people into our lives. We think he can't feed us and turn circumstances around. We think, you know, we've got unsaved loved ones, or we've got kids that are out there doing stupid things, or grandkids. I love my grandchildren. They're so wonderful. And God can do anything. In fact, God says he will bless those who love him to 1,000 generations. Have you called in for prayer? You can name your children. You can name your grandchildren. And remember, I just have these things up here to remind you that you have a mantle of victory. To remind you, look at this beautiful alabaster vase and has frankincense oil. To anoint your household. To remind you with the shofar, hey, let's make the sound of victory. You say, everything's against me. If God is for you, who can be against you? But I'm not through with the mantle. So if you remember, God tells him to throw the mantle on Elisha. And when it touches Elisha, you know, this is really something. He's a very wealthy man. And that mantle transformed him. Oh, he just threw his mantle over on him. And he sells everything, follows Elijah. And then he says to him, oh, please listen. Please listen. What do you want? And he said, I want double what you have. What? It didn't upset Elijah. And he said, wait a minute. If you see me when I leave, because he knew he was going to have a supernatural exit, he said, then you can have the mantle. I will let it flow down to you. And Jesus said that he would send his spirit when he left. And that mantle fell on the day of Pentecost. And from that time on, we've seen the miracle-working power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, are you getting this? Are you calling us for prayer? Are you letting us believe this is the best day of your life? This is your miracle time. And so here is Elisha standing there. And all the time, he's walking with Elijah. Elijah's saying, stay here, stay here. No, he's not going to stay. And even the school of prophets come out and say, you know, don't you know that Elijah's going to be taken today? Shut up. I know what I'm doing. And so here goes Elijah up And here comes the mantle down, and here's Elisha, and he said, I want double what you have. Could God give you a double portion to you, to your children, to your grandchildren? Could God give a double portion of finances to you? And so Elisha takes that mantle and he tries it out. Well, Elijah, he hit the water and it opened up. Let's see if it'll work for me. And he hits the water and opens up. And then I love to study the miracles in the Bible, don't you? Because I want to live a miraculous life, and so do you. And I noticed Elisha had double the number of miracles in his life that Elijah had. Hey, you don't ask for big things, you don't get them. You say, well, you know, God has pets. No, God just has bigger believers. And so I want you to call in for a big miracle. And I want this prayer shawl to say to you, hey, I can ask in His name. He sent the Holy Spirit. I have the mantle of the Holy Spirit. I want this beautiful frankincense, oh, to remind you of the oil of His Holy Spirit, that you smell like Jesus. I want to remind you, because the shofar says, this is the sound of victory. You know, it's not over till I win. Thanks be unto God, who always, did you hear me, leads us to triumph in Christ. But then I save the best to last. Don't you change this channel. This is the best. So if you remember, Elisha dies, and they put him in a tomb. And they threw a dead man in on him, the tomb, and the dead man was raised. What does that say to me? That says to me he was buried with his mantle. Elijah passed his on. Elisha was buried with his. Hey, I'm not going to be buried with my mantle. You know, I'm believing God for generations and generations of the miraculous, should Jesus tarry. What are you believing for? Believe for nothing in particular, honey? Get nothing in particular. And when I look at this and I read the miracles in Elisha's life and how he really tested God, it makes me know that God has miracles with your name on them. Have you asked for them? Have you called Him? You know, and I'm believing. It says He will bless those who love Him to 1,000 generations. I don't know that we're going to have 1,000 more generations, but I'm telling you, that's a long time miracle to keep cooking, keep cooking, keep cooking. Don't be buried with your mantle. Call us for prayer. And know, Jesus loves you. Yes. And He sent the Holy Spirit to be our mantle in the day that we live in. And I don't know if you can ever pray enough in the Spirit. I pray every day in tongues. I love it. But I find this, I live in the miraculous, and God has a miracle with your name on it.
Supernatural healing, miracles, and victory can be yours. For your gift of $100 or more, we will send you a DVD of this encouraging Jewish prayer teaching and the prayer shawl Marilyn spoke about. Made in Israel, this beautiful shawl is a supernatural mantle you can use while in study or prayer that will help you enter into His presence and receive the miraculous. We will also send you the alabaster anointing oil bottle and frankincense anointing oil. This set is similar to the alabaster jar and oil used by the woman mentioned in Mark 14 who anointed the feet of Jesus. For your gift of $1,000 or more, along with the DVD, prayer shawl, and alabaster anointing bottle and oil, we will send you the silver-plated shofar. Custom crafted in Israel, this shofar is over 26 inches long and includes a clear stand for display. This beautiful piece will remind you to make the sound of a miracle and claim your victory. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
I believe God has some of the most unusual occasions for His miracle-working power. My husband died around 6 years ago. I had a good marriage, long marriage, in the ministry a long time. And the first morning after he died, I awakened singing in tongues. I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, I danced over you in the night. You see, there's a song of victory for us. There really is. And I think that mantle, that special mantle of the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent to us is so special. And I love this because you can put it on and pray and think, wow, I'm just kind of closing out everything and I'm believing for the miracle He has for me. He has really ordained us for a miraculous life, but I like to share miracles, don't you? And I have a really, really good friend. And, you know, she had arthritis. And they told her, you know, nothing can be done. And she's relatively young in her 40s. But, you know, we anointed her. And, oh, that's like 12 years ago. She has no arthritis. They can't even find anything in her blood. But you see, this is a beautiful alabaster vase. And it has frankincense oil. Sometimes, folks, we need to anoint people. I think it's important that you have this, because who knows what occasion. And when it's standing someplace in your home and people say, well, what is that? Oh, I believe in the anointing oil. You know, the disciples anointed the sick and they were healed. But how about the sound of victory? You know, a lot of times, it looks like I'm losing, like I've wanted to go to Iran, couldn't get in, prayed over it for 4 years. But I always said, I'm going to Iran and I'm going to have a healing meeting. And they said, we know who you are. You're an evangelist. You can't come in. But you know what, folks? I got in. I got in twice, but I said, I will not lose. See, I think this is the sound of victory. When things don't look good, when things look bad, when circumstances are terrible, let's make the sound of victory. And of course, we want you to call in because we love to pray with you. We don't counsel you, but you need these things to remind you, you are a winner. You are not a loser. And I've had people say to me many times, that's not going to be, you know, they don't use women in television. Well, tell God that. He has the miraculous for you. And if you haven't called in, do it right now. Don't put it off.